5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There is no such thing as get rich quick. That's today's episode. Let's dive into it on this Motivation Monday. Hey, everyone, welcome into the show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. Today's show is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Listen to this story. This is a real testimonial from Dylan Moskowitz. He's a ZipRecruiter customer who used ZipRecruiter to hire for his company. His company's name is Cafe Altura. And this is amazing. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Moskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee. What a cool job, a director of coffee for his organic coffee company. But he was having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he switched to ZipRecruiter. Just like we did for hiring at our company. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job so you get qualified candidates fast. So Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. I had one of my qualified candidates that we found for our job, one of our postings on ZipRecruiter, the same afternoon. That's how good they are. So with results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So here's how you can try it for free. Right now, you can try it for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/investing. That's ZipRecruiter.com/investing. That's I-N-V-E-S-T-I-N-G. ZipRecruiter.com/investing. You can try it out for free. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Thanks, ZipRecruiter. So I want to talk about today on today's Motivation Monday episode. I want to talk about why there is no such thing as get rich quick. And anybody who tells you that there is a way to get rich quick when it comes to real estate investing, building a business, they're smoking crack. They're lying to you in order to try to sell something to you, some sort of a way of life, some sort of an image. You follow somebody on Instagram that looks like they just got rich overnight. It's all garbage. So when it comes to real estate investing, it's slow and steady and having a lot of patience. So wherever you find yourself right now in your life, that's okay. The point is, I want you to begin to start now and not have that FOMO, that fear of missing out, that you follow somebody on Instagram standing by some hot rod car, which to me is ridiculous, right? So some fancy millionaire is standing next to some hot rod car on Instagram, and you think, oh my gosh, I've wasted 15 years of my life. This guy has this fancy car. He's on a yacht somewhere, which is all garbage. It's totally ridiculous. So wherever you are right now at the station of your life, that is okay. So starting now to begin to put your finances in order. And it only matters what you do. It doesn't matter what anybody on Instagram or YouTube, or it doesn't matter. Wherever you are right now is where you need to start. And then from that frame of reference, having that self-awareness to take the next step and to figure out your personal finances. What do you need every month to cover your monthly expenses? What does that look like for you and your family? What can you cut out in your life? So you say, Clayton, I have no money at all right now. How am I going to start investing in real estate, a performing asset that will put cash in my pocket every month? You can do it. If you have $0 right now, you're working a day job, I want you to begin to think about all of the ways you can cut the crap out of your life. What are you wasting money on? Look around your house right now. I guarantee you there are things that you could sell, make thousands of dollars or a few thousand dollars. You can start to put that away and use that as a down payment on a rental property, using the rest of it with a bank, cash from a bank to fund the rest of your first real estate transaction. So that's how I've done it. I was $75,000 in debt. I had a foreclosure. I had terrible credit. I had to get creative with the way in which I was able to buy my first few properties. You know, the first two properties that I bought are small three-bedroom, one-bath houses that I still own today. They still spit out about $800 to $900 a month in rent. I've had five-year leases on some of them with my tenants. So think about that, right? That property has now more than paid for itself, and the cash flow from that property has enabled me to buy other properties. This is slow and steady. It took 5 years for me to kind of build up that capital from that one property in order to buy another property. So there is no get-rich-quick scheme when it comes to real estate investing. Right now, we're considering what other purchases we want to make on additional properties in our portfolio, and we're analyzing our deals. We're doing a bunch of stuff in Texas right now that we're looking at, some new construction duplexes that we're going to be buying and adding to our portfolio. And that's exciting. I'm going to be using banks' money to buy it, okay? I'm going to be using non-recourse financing, purchasing that property, adding it to my portfolio, and that's because I've done it slowly and intentionally. I don't just go out and blindly buying properties, and no one's handing me millions of dollars overnight to become wealthy. You have to be intentional. If you've listened to my podcast recently, you know, we've had multiple guests on here, like Drew, for instance, who was a guest recently. He went from zero to 22 properties. He did it a variety of ways. Now, it seems like he moved pretty quickly, and we all get excited, right? How can I go from zero to 22 properties overnight? Well, he didn't. He put a lot of freaking work into getting that first batch of 10 properties that he bought, right? If you listen to him, he spent a long time being intelligent and slow and steady about how he was putting that money away in order to buy those properties, and then partnering with other people who were able to fund deals for him. But there is no overnight success. So stop trying to compare yourself to other people. So I want you to think about where you are at right now in your station in life. And wherever you are, that is okay. Okay? You're listening to this show today. You can start to make a change today to improve your life. I don't want you to worry about yesterday. You think, oh my God, I ate that whole pizza yesterday. Okay? I did something stupid with my money yesterday. That was yesterday. You can start today to make better decisions and have patience. So now what can you do today? Sell off a bunch of crap in your house that you could make a few thousand dollars. Move your, you know, money, reposition your money out of the stock market, be intelligent about it, moving it, you know, from a 401k into a self-directed retirement account that you have control over, not Wall Street. And making intentional moves today that will set you up for success tomorrow. You know, everything I'm doing today is not going to bear fruit tomorrow. I'm not going to see immediate cash flow tomorrow on the property that I'm building, or that it will take a while for us to complete its construction. But I know down the line it will. I know down the line it will become an incredible tax shelter for me. I will be able to do incredible things with that property. It's going to be adding to my net worth, and I have a roadmap. But anyone who is flashy and telling you that you can do something overnight and you can become a millionaire overnight, don't listen to them. There is no such thing as get rich quick, especially when it comes to real estate investing. Slow and steady and intentional wins the race when it comes to smart real estate investing. So don't believe the hype. Okay. If anyone out there is trying to sell you on overnight success, it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. This show, we teach you how to buy and hold real estate, and you're going to hold it for the rest of your life. You're going to hold this real estate for the rest of your life so that you can pass this down to your family. We're all about building legacy wealth here on this show. That's today's show, everyone. I hope you have an amazing week here as we, it's almost fall. You can feel it in the air. Kids are back to school. It feels so good, doesn't it? There's more space. There's much more space in our lives right now. And we have so many amazing things planned here on the channel. I sure hope that you are subscribed to the channel. I sure hope you are subscribed to our YouTube channel as well, because holy smokes, we have some great stuff that we're producing over there. We're really doing some awesome work. The team is doing some great work. So check that out. It's Morris Invest on YouTube. And I can't wait to help you build wealth. That's the whole goal of this channel. So go out there, take action, everyone. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. But remember, you can't do it overnight. You have to have patience and you have to be intentional. Much love to all of you. We'll see you next time.